No te despegues de nuestra programación. Sigue con Encuentro Radio. Encuentro Radio es periodismo, derechos, igualdad, dignidad, mujeres, inclusión, masculinidad, arte, expresión, libertad, esperanza, cultura, ecumenismo, literatura, historia y análisis. Pero en realidad somos una gran familia. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Encuentro Radio. El 3 de junio de 1924, a causa de una tuberculosis, murió Franz Kafka, uno de los escritores más importantes de la historia de la literatura. Kafka murió en el anonimato y ordenó a su amigo, Max Brod, quemar y desaparecer todos sus textos. Afortunadamente, Max Brod no lo hizo y nos permitió conocer el mundo literario de Kafka, un mundo tan importante que se hizo verbo. Encuentro Radio y CEPALC traen todos los jueves a las 8 de la noche los cuentos de Franz Kafka para que podamos entender este mundo cada vez más kafkiano. Aquí comienza un programa de Encuentro Radio.
Colombia,
the Philippines,
the United States,
Germany,
Kenya,
Austria.
We are bringing our voices together to reflect on gender and social justice.
A multicultural look in the mirror at our society.
Welcome to Mirror Voices.
Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Colombian time.
Brought to you by CEPALC and Encuentro Radio.
Me hiciste sentir que no valía y mis lágrimas cayeron a tus pies. Me miraba en el espejo y no me hallaba. Yo era solo lo que tú querías ver. Y me solté el cabello.
Welcome to yet another episode of Mirrored Voices. I'm here in the studio with Mariana. Mariana, how are you feeling today?
I'm tired because it's so sunny outside and I hate the sun.
Right?
Yeah, I don't like it. I prefer the cold. If you can, so well, it's not here, but my jacket outside, it's like the most biggest jacket that I have in my house. So it was like, I don't know if it was a good decision or a bad decision to take this jacket this morning. I don't know.
If you're going to go home later, then it was a good idea.
Because, but right now I say no.
I had the same mindset because when I left in the morning, it's like where I'm living right now, I cannot see what the weather is like in the morning.
Yeah.
So I just left normally. And then when I got out, there was a lot of sun. It was like, we're not in Bogota anymore. Like,
no, it's not.
In a different part of the world.
Yeah. Oh, it's difficult because actually in the classroom that I be, like 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's like so small, mm-hmm. and we are a lot of people. So in a moment, my teacher was desperate and said, we need to go out, we are going to take a break, maybe go to drink something, because it was like awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
But happy to have you here.
Yeah, and I'm happy that the Cepal house is cold, so yeah. Right now I'm feeling better.
That's the thing. It's like when you're outside, it's like so hot, and then you get into Cepal and it's like so cold, like you need a jacket, you need something. It's like two different places. And Hannah, who's normally with us, is not with us today because she's working on workshops for Cepal, and we wish her all the best in Meta. So today we have different topics. We're not going to talk about just one thing.
No.
And in my case, I'll go first. In my case, I'm going to share with our listeners about this article that I came across about a woman who is a teacher by profession but decided to leave that and start a jiu-jitsu academy in order to help younger women defend themselves and gain their confidence back. And Mariana, what do you have for us today?
That I read that you are going to talk about a little like defense and education. I'm not with good news. Okay. I'm going to tell them what happened with the girls in Afghanistan and the education.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know how you want to do this. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, but maybe we can go with other song to the singer that we are listening to today.
Oh, yeah. Who are we listening to today?
We are listening to Gloria de los Ángeles Treviño Ruiz, mm-hmm. that is more known for the artistic name Gloria Trevi. She's a singer, actress, production, and like a big person in Mexico, so famous. So mm-hmm. that's the singer that I have for today. We are going to listen to Dr. Psiquiatra.
Okay.
We are back, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Creo que ya es tiempo de ir con el psiquiatra.
We're back. Mariana, tell us what you have for us today.
Okay. We know that right now in Afghanistan, they're the group Taliban, that they take the power in 2021. And they said, like, when they took the power again, like, we are going to respect the right for everyone. But that's not true, because for them, the women don't have rights. So, for a lot of years before that they take the power, the women have the opportunity to go to the school, to go to the university. Was like a big job for a lot of people, like 20 years, trying to get the women in the education.
Mm-hmm.
But later that they arrive, the woman can go to the school later than the 12 years. And okay. You can do anything. So, I know that Afghanistan is the only country in the world that it's like not access for the girls and the women in the education. The only one.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like the only world that said that the woman can go to the school. So, like, it's like a big risk because this country have the possibility to like lose a big generation of women. So Afghanistan and other like country or nation can like go on if you don't have like the 50% of the people like in the school or maybe teaching something or trying to like study to later have a like a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so difficult if you not have like the 15% of the people that live in your country, how you're gonna do it. So it's like so difficult because the 80%, sorry, the girls and the young women can go to the school, and the 13% of girls never go to a school. In any situation, in any moment. So there's like 100 students that they're going to the school in 2022, but obviously the Taliban's person and men said no, you can go. So sorry, the woman can go right now. There's like a big situation because it's not just like the woman, because there's like old people, including men, that they not know read, they don't know writing anything. So it's like a big percent that the people in general, more obviously the women, not know read and write. It's anything of that. Obviously there's like people are talking about that, but actually I don't know if you know that like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, the Taliban said that the woman can talk in public.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so if you're a Afghan woman living there, you can talk in public because you are like trying to provoke the men. Yeah, so the Taliban men said that the voice of the woman, it's like something that make the men like feel like a vicious. If you're a woman and you're in your house, but the police listen you reading loud and singing, they can go inside and take you.
Why would they do that?
That the only idea that they have and they say, it's like they trying to preserve like the humanity and the dignity of the woman and of the man.
That is terrible.
Yeah, there's other things. If you're a woman and if you wanna go to other part and you need to take a bus, but if there are men. There's men inside of the bus, you can go out. You can go in, sorry.
Why?
Because there are men there.
So are they buses specifically for women?
Nope. Just terrible. You need to wait that be a bus that not have anyone there. Well, men.
That is so terrible.
Yeah. If you wanna go outside, you need to go with your brother or with your father or with your husband, because you can do anything if you're not accompanied for a man.
I cannot believe there's still places that do that, because it's the kind of thing that we've always read from books or watched in old movies. But the fact that there are actually people who are living in such situations, that is so messed
up. But
it's
the reality.
That is so messed up. But then, so what are these women doing, really, if they're not studying, they're not going out on their own?
Just staying home.
What are they doing?
Like, they're like trying to preserve the idea that you're a woman, you need to stay in your house, you need to take care of the children, you need to like follow your husband. And the Taliban said like these ideas exist in like the book of the, like a Bible that they have. So for everything that they are doing, they say like this is here, so this is the law.
Wow. I feel like it just reminded me of a movie that I watched, which had an American woman who was married to a man from Iran, and then they were married for like 7 years. But in all that time, they never went to Iran. And then the man said, oh, we should go to Iran to see my parents and then for them to know our daughter, because they had a daughter who was like 5 years old. And then when they got there, the woman realized that it was a trap, because her husband knew, because the woman is from America, she would not have agreed to go if she knew that the husband was planning on them living there permanently. So when they got there, he actually seized their passports and then started telling her the way to dress, started like beating her up and stuff and telling her that she should be like the women from Iran.
Yeah.
And then everyone in the family was like on his side, even if the woman was like, this is not what we agreed on. I need to go back to my country and my daughter needs to be in our country. And then the man was like, no, we're living here now and here the husbands have power, so you have to obey whatever I say. And whenever you leave, you have to go with my sister. And then our daughter is going to start studying here, which was very difficult because they didn't even know the language from there. And then there was a time when she actually started planning to run away. And the journey was so hard. I think it took her a week to finally get back to the States without a passport, without going through the proper channels, because she knew that if she got on a bus, her husband was going to know. If she got into a plane, couldn't do that because she didn't have a passport. Even when she went to the embassy, they explained the same thing, that we cannot help you here because you're married to someone from Iran and it's not legal. So it just reminded me of that movie and how sad it was and how that woman had to fight in order to save her daughter, because if not, her daughter would have been sent to some old man to get married and stuff like that. And to actually know that such things that we've seen in the media are actually happening, like, in real life, it's actually very sad to know that there are women who do not know how to read or write now, because there are men who think that if women decide to read or write, they then become like disrespectful and try to undermine the men, which is so sad.
Yeah, actually, later than the Taliban arrived in Afghanistan in 2021, in 2022, appeared like a secret school for women. So appear like video, like a t-shirt with obviously the face, you can sew it, and trying to teach the girls. And obviously there's like a lot of neighborhoods trying to help these girls to go to a house, but obviously it's so difficult because in any moment the Taliban can sew you, so it's like a big risk. But yeah, it's like a difficult situation that a lot of people not believe that this is going on, because we talk that the education is a
basic right.
Exactly, and it's like not for everyone. And actually there's a lot of women that before the Taliban arrived, it's like trying to represent Afghanistan in sports and they were so good, but right now they can do it.
That is terrible.
And I don't know how is the name, but you need to use like this, like a dress that the men can sew your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
And
anything. Thing.
And the hair, it's like more difficult. And the shoulder, everything.
Yeah.
So you need to cover your face, your body, all your body. Obviously, appear like other restrictions for the men, but it's not like so strong. like the woman, because the man can continue to go to a school, continue doing a sport. Obviously, they need like cover part of the body,
mm-hmm.
but they can sew the face. You can sew the face of a man, but for a woman, you can do it. And actually, it's like a lot of women can maybe not be like agree with all these things, but it's like you can say anything, because if you said that, oh, you can go to jail.
True.
And actually, I know if you maybe talk like in public, you can go to a jail for 3 days if you are a woman.
That is terrible.
It's so terrible. And actually, there's like a lot of people talking about that, and a lot of people is saying like, this is so bad. But the like big organization like United Nations, they don't do anything in the reality, because the Taliban take the power again, and they took like away a lot of basic rights for the woman more than the men, and it's like nothing, because there's a lot of people that not is continue talking about that the woman can go to a school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so difficult, and obviously there's a lot of people that we want everything like get a solution. And I listen a woman that actually talk about this. That's how I choose the topic for today. That she said, like, if this woman is suffering for this, I'm suffering too. Because they're women, and obviously we are fighting every day for the woman be free. Not just me, not just my friend, not just my family. Every woman in the world have the possibility to live free.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not happen, and there's no people that not be like, not have this information and believe that everything is okay, or believe that the fight that the feminists do, it's not good, because that's not necessarily. But if you listen the truth, if you listen the news, you are gonna saw that this is not true.
That is true. Like, I feel like this is dark humor. I feel like those people who like work, who practice religions where they have to cover everything except their eyes, I feel like they're the majority of the population that survived COVID, because I mean, they were already accustomed to like closing everything and being like that.
Yeah, but it's like a big surprise, because if you saw the history of Afghanistan, when the Taliban lose the power, everything was good. Obviously, the women have like, and the men have restriction for the song, for the country, and they're so like followers to the religion, but the woman can go to a school, can talk in public. That I guess that was like the most terrifying like notice that we have this year. Obviously there's other, because there are other cases in the world that right now it's like so difficult to talk, but yeah, it's like this is continue happen, and the people need to know this.
That is so sad, but thank you so much, Mariana, for sharing with us, because some of us were not aware that there are actually countries where people are living under such conditions.
Yeah, and I guess it's so sad, because this is going to continue happen if the Taliban continue in the power.
We can only hope for the best, that somewhere, somehow, things are going to change for them, and they're going to get to live like normal human beings, not like people from the, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
What part of the world. But thank you so much, Mariana.
You're welcome.
I think we can go to a song and we'll be right back.
Sure.
Thank you.
Tengo unos zapatos viejos y no los quiero tirar. Aunque tienen agujeros, los aprecio de verdad. Ellos son mi historia, mi pena y mi gloria, son mi personalidad. Oh, oh. Donde quiera que los llevo, llaman mucho la atención. Y eso porque algunos dedos se me salen de emoción. Y andan por banqueta, ya sin agujeta, les gusta salir al ¡Vamos!
back.
Michelle, tell us, please.
I don't know, it's just Mariana said something funny and I forgot what I was going to say. But okay, in line with what Mariana was saying, what I'm going to share today is a different perspective. It's on, we understand that there are some cultures where women are not able to fight for their rights or be more independent. But then I came across an article which I wanted to share with our listeners. So it's titled, Teacher Quits School to Set Up a Jiu-Jitsu Class. So it talks about a former primary teacher who decided to stop being a teacher altogether and establish her own jiu-jitsu place so that she can help Muslim girls to learn combat martial arts. So when she was speaking in this article, she said that after moving to Birmingham, she's from Birmingham, after moving to Birmingham, she noticed a lack of opportunities in the city for women and girls to train while wearing hijabs. So she gave up classroom teaching and started the initiative. So for those of our listeners who do not know what hijab is, it's like a head shawl thing that women use in the Muslim culture to like cover their head, and I think it's just the head because Muslim women, you can actually see their face, but the hair you cannot see it.
Okay.
And then she also said that I was the eldest in my family, and I practiced my kicks and on my siblings after watching Karate Kid. So my friends and family encouraged me to focus my energy in combat sports. And then she also said that it's a safe space for Muslim women and young women. We don't want any men on the site, so we can lock the doors and it's not open to the public, so your members can feel safe. Which I thought is a good thing, that it's actually a center which is for women, by women, in which women are learning to defend themselves. And I thought it was also a good initiative because in some cultures, as women, we're often seen as the weaker gender. And then, which is also supported in this article, when one of the students said, our coach has really made us feel confident, not just physically, but also mentally. Which I agree with, because as a person who has started taking combat class in gym also, I've noticed that it's something that can go a long way in helping us be not just physically fit, but to also be able to defend ourselves if we come across dangerous situations, and to just have that confidence to know that if anyone tries anything with you, you'll be ready to like defend yourself and protect yourself. And along with that, I have other reasons why it's important for young women, not just young women, any age, women at any age, to learn self-defense. And one of the reasons is personal safety. So self-defense skills empower women to protect themselves from potential threats such as harassment, assault, or abduction. Which can be an important skill, especially if you're living in a country like Colombia, where we are, where it can be dangerous to walk around at night or in the Transmilenio. But if you have some skills, at least you know that if something dangerous happens, you'll be able to defend yourself. And then later run away, of course, because
yeah.
I mean, it could be dangerous too. And then it also boosts confidence and empowerment. Learning self-defense techniques boosts confidence, self-esteem, and also a sense of control over one's life. And then it also reduces risk. Self-defense strategies reduce the risk of becoming a victim of violence or abuse. And then it also helps with our physicalities and mental well-being. It promotes physical fitness, assertiveness, and mental toughness. What I love the most is it also helps us with our independence. So self-defense skills give women the freedom to independently travel and pursue their goals without fear. And then community building. Self-defense classes provide a supportive community for women, fostering solidarity. This I have seen because every time when I'm coming to work, I pass through a park and I've noticed there's a group of women who meet in the morning to exercise and also do combat lessons, and I thought it was really interesting that there are such things for the community where someone doesn't have to pay for that, but you just have to go and learn with other women. And it also helps where self-esteem is concerned, because it's like, if my neighbor can do it, then I can also do it. If this woman who looks like she is 50 years old is doing it, then I can also do it. And then it also helps with awareness and assertiveness. Self-defense training teaches women to recognize potential threats, set boundaries, and communicate assertively. And then it also helps legal and emotional preparedness. Knowing self-defense laws and procedures help women navigate legal and emotional aspects of potential incidents. So to wrap this up, I hope some of these reasons have persuaded someone somewhere in a different country to want to learn these things. Like, and now it's not just a matter of saying, oh, I cannot go because I cannot afford to go to a martial arts school or like a center or to the gym, because nowadays on YouTube you can find anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can just go on YouTube and then see what is happening and then just try to practice some of those things at home. And then in addition to that, there are also like other places that a person can consider, like martial arts schools, community centers, organizations that specialize specifically in self-defense training. So that is all I had for our lovely listeners today.
That's so good. I guess that, like, have the opportunity that you know defense, and this is so sad. It's like maybe save your life.
True.
Because actually happened, like, maybe yesterday, I forgot, I have a bad memory, that a friend is telling me, like, a man, it's like pushing and pushing and pushing. And obviously my other friend said, like, it was Mariana. Mariana is the first moment said something, because I'm not going to support a man. But my friend is like, so peace and love. And she's like trying to be quiet. It's like, I said, no, you not need to be quiet, because it's like, he's like pushing you every day. And that's not fair. So yeah, I guess that it's like a good idea that us, the woman, need to know defense, because we don't know what's going on in maybe close to your house, maybe in the street, maybe in the public transport. You need to be prepared every time that something's gonna happen. And that's the most sad thing, because you cannot live free. You need any time. And actually that I go in public transport every day of my life, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. Yeah. It's like my mind, it's like preparing every time that I need to look everyone close to me. More if it's a man, you know? Because it's like appear a lot of videos in Transmilenio that the men take it off the penis and start like doing things like, really? Really? And actually, for a friend, was like so funny, because one time a man is like pushing me, and I'm not like quiet person, so I'm trying to say like maybe bad words to the man, and one old woman said me that it's my fault because I have like a dress, like today.
Oh no.
How I said, I'm not like a quiet person, so I said, like, maybe the woman, like, I'm not talking you about the ugly dress that do you have, so you're not have the respect to talk about the dress
that
I have.
Dress, true.
Yeah, So the woman kept like, oh my God, and was like,
what?
Why are you talking to me like that?
I know.
Because a lot of people not believe how difficult it's like if they're a man, like pushing you in the public transport. I guess like if you're like a person like it's like new in the public transport, it's more difficult. I don't know if it's the good experience or bad that I take bus when I have like maybe 12 years and I go to my school alone because obviously my mom can accompany me because the work, but it's like, yeah, I can do it. But I know that there's other women cannot do it. Yeah, and actually I have the opportunity when we have like the workshop here in Cebal, not here, but in the Ingomericana, in the school, the Saturdays. And one time that we go to the park was one man teaching personal defense.
Cool.
So with my sister we learn basic things. So you have the opportunity to defend you if you are like in a dangerous situation, but there's women that not have that situation.
Sure. I mean, it's very disappointing the fact that someone was violating your rights and another woman was on the side of the scene.
Yeah.
Like, where are we going as a country? Where are we going as people
if
you're going to be defending a man?
Yeah, because a lot of people not believe that this happened in like the public transport, but actually there was like a girl in the motorbike just waiting the friends. And there's like an old man close to her say like, oh my God, your boob, it's so cute.
Oh my God.
Like that. And with my sister, we said, like, this woman be so respectful because I know that I'm not, like, able to be so respectful because I'm like a bomb. So if you maybe said something to me, I'm going to explode. But if you say something to me or my friends or my family, it's like a big bomb. So I'm not going to be quiet. I said, like, maybe not listen this. Wait me a thing. And I go back. It's like, what happened? What's your problem? Only with bad words, I can say. I need to say it. But it's necessarily.
Yeah, I know. Because at the end of the day, it also shows that we're not people to be messed with. Because if you appear to be, like, passive and soft and too nice, like, people tend to take advantage of that. You can look like, I don't know, like a victim, like prey for those predators.
Yeah, and the men, like, take that opportunity that you are, like, so peaceful and, like, trying to do more things. But if you know that person, it's not going to be quiet, you're, like, maybe not going to mess with that people. Because actually happened with a teacher that she trying to, like, do an example that something happened in a school. And she said, like, I know that I can tell Susana that it's other girl because Susana is not going to tell me anything. But if I say that to Mariana, Mariana is going to tell anything. Just, yeah, because if you don't have the reason to, like, judging me, it's like, why am I going to be quiet? I can. I get. I'm trying, but it's like my face is like red. I was like, I'm gonna explode. Just give me 1 second. But yeah, that happened to me. So yeah, it's like I guess for me it was like a good idea if I have that opportunity, like to know defense, personal defense. Actually, right now I know, but I have like in my house, like alarm that if I'm dangerous, I take it away, and one day the baby. My baby cousin take it and take it away. It's like, oh my God, no, wait, wait, wait. But yeah, it's like a good option. And there's like a lot of page in internet selling things for personal defense.
Yeah, I know. There's also like the pepper spray that you can also spray when you're in such a dangerous situation. But it is important to get as much skills as a person can get because you never know how bad the situation can be and where you'll be. Because some of these things, we may be relaxed and forget to carry them wherever we are, and then we end up in problems.
Like, depends on the situation that you be. Because if you know you are in danger, it's like maybe you be quiet. But it depends on the situation and depends on the person. But
true.
That's it. That's life. Thank you, Michelle.
We're always learning something new every day. You're welcome.
That's true.
I don't know if we have time for a song. Or
obviously.
Okay.
So we are listen el recuento de los daños, and we are back to so say goodbye.
Los daños del holocausto de tu amor son incalculables e inseparables. Hay demasiada destrucción, lágrimas que no consiguen apagar el fuego que hay en mí. Hay ilusiones muertas por doquiera, solo quedan ruinas de mí. En el recuento de los daños del terrible choque entre los dos, del firme impacto de tus manos, no sobrevivió mi precaución. En el recuento de los daños me sales debiendo tantísimo amor que no puedo creer lo que escuché. ¿Cómo puedes decir que te olvidaré? ¡Ah, no!
Final words for our listeners.
Oh my God, take care, please. Learn personal defense if you need it one day. If not, trying to be calm, not like me. I'm not like that. I know that, but yeah, trying to be like that. Trying
to
be happy.
Let's just call it brave. Let's be brave. Let's be valiant as women, and take advantage whenever we come across opportunities to learn self-defense or martial arts or body combat, like to just go there and give yourself an opportunity to like learn.
Yeah.
So that's all from us this week. Thank you so much to our lovely listeners for being with us. We'll
see you
same time, same place next week.
Thank you so much for everyone. Bye bye.
Todos quieren que me aleje de él, que es de lo peor y no me quiere bien. Dicen que me envuelve el cerebro con el fin de enredarse en mi cuerpo. Debo confesar que cuando él me besa, el mundo da vueltas dentro de mi cabeza. Cierro los ojos y siento su aliento, mi sangre quema cualquier pensamiento. Y le creo, le creo, le creo, le creo cuando dice.